On the count of three, Bridge, we know what we need to do. This man gets it all the time. One, two, three.
Limo!
Oh, Bridge and Spider, look at you two. Still working your guts out while everyone else is on holidays. Good on you guys.
Hey,
I appreciate it. School holidays, and look at you two, just working hard.
I don't really work around schools often.
He's not allowed to.
Right, okay. Sorry,
Lima. I get it. I'll tell you what, I've got a two-year-old, and I'm way too old for a two-year-old. There's about 45 years between me and my son. We've got nothing in common. I've realised you're better off having kids when you're 17, 18.
Yes.
Because then at least you're closer in age and you can actually have more fun together. You've got things in common. You've even got pop culture references in common. but more importantly, you've got energy levels in common.
Okay, yeah.
I'm getting old and I've got all the signs there now of my age is really, like, I'm obsessed with the weather app. I'm constantly looking at the weather 7 days in advance, planning what I'm going to wear. I'm also obsessed with beating traffic. Everywhere I am, I start thinking about the traffic and when I can get out of there to beat the traffic. I used to groan when I got out of a couch. Now I groan when I get into a couch. Now I'm at an age now where I just wake up with injuries. I go to bed fully fit, wake up, done a hammy. The other day I was at the park with my dog and I went to throw the ball for my dog and I did an involuntary fart as I threw the ball.
You're too old for yoga then.
Yeah.
Now I'm too scared. Yes, I'm too old for yoga. I'm now at the park. I just go and throw the ball 2 or 3 feet because I'm scared I'll actually drop one in my duds if I push too hard. On the upside, though, I have got the poo bags on me in case I do have a little accident.
That's good. As long as you don't leave it lying around.
You know what, Spider? When people leave their dog poo at the park, there are a few things that annoy me more. And you're like, look, go pick up your dog's poo. And they're like, I forgot a bag. I don't have a bag on me.
I don't talk like that.
If you don't have a bit, because that's how those people talk.
Okay.
If you haven't got a poo bag on you, then this is what you do. You get out a post-it note and you write your name and mobile number on it and you stick it to the poo. That way, we all know who's responsible.
Exactly.
You know what? The ones I really hate is when someone's dog does a poo in the street, like on the pavement or sidewalk. Mm. I think, because that's inescapable. You can't not know that your dog has done that. And we had a friend of ours came over a little while ago who loves our dog. And she said, can I take the dog for a walk? And we said, of course, we've got a Staffy. So she took the dog for a walk. About 3 blocks from our house on the way home, the dog did a poo in the pavement and she didn't have a poo bag. All right. So she got home to our place, dropped the dog off and said, really sorry, but the dog did a poo in the pavement. Have you got a poo bag I can grab? And we said, yes, we gave her a poo bag. And she drove back to that spot and collected the poo in the poo bag.
Oh, wow.
That's dedication. What
I love about this story, though, is I just hope that there was someone in the street watching this. Because what they would have seen is a woman pull up in her car, jump out of the car, pick up a dog poo from the pavement, and then get back in her car and drive off. Like some weird dog poo collector who just drives the streets looking for dog poo. So pick up your dog's poo. That's today's message, people.
Or anyone's.
Yeah. Or anyone's. Yeah. I'm sure there's a dog poo collector out there somewhere.